Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. No, 35 after the hour. 7 till. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. That won't work with it, folks. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's all me. It's all my fault. Blame it on me. Send me the cards and letters. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray, if you can't laugh at yourself, you missed the best laughs of your life. What do you think?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
You got teenagers too, don't you? So you know all about that, don't you?
Yeah, and they laugh at you, so they don't laugh.
Exactly. SBE Council, folks, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. That's Ray's beat, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. And find this index, the Small Business Policy Index, the 22nd edition, the 2018 version. And it's worth a trip just to go see how the states are ranked and find where your state is. Ray, the bottom 10, Maine, Oregon, in the order of from sort of not too bad to worse. Maine, Oregon.
Well, if you're in the bottom 10, you stink.
Yeah. Maine, Oregon, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, Minnesota, New York, Hawaii, New Jersey, California is on the bottom. Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, and California are the bottom four. I'm a little surprised about Iowa. What does Iowa keep doing wrong? Iowa reminds me of Kentucky. You know, they're so nice over there. How come they can't – how do they wind up where they are?
Well, because they have the highest corporate income and capital gains tax rates among the states. They impose the death tax. They have a lot of government workers. The capital gains tax aside, they have a very high unemployment tax rate. So one of the things about being in the bottom 10, and particularly when you get down to New York and Hawaii, New Jersey, California, is you have to do almost everything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. I mean, there always is.
You have to try. You have to try to beat up on small businesses, yeah, almost, don't you?
You have to
wake up in the morning and say, "What can I do to hurt a small business today? How can
exactly.
I squash a small business?"
You know, unfortunately, that's the way it seems, and that's
we just went through 8 years of that with President Obama.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I talk about that a little bit in the midst of all the material that we put out here. You know, at the federal level, you know, once we got into, you know, the recession officially ended in the middle of 2009. But when you look at everything that happened during the recession and afterwards, it was all the wrong decisions on taxes, regulations,
everything.
Government spending. And then you've got to look at the states. And, you know, thankfully, I'll give you a little positive here. I went back and looked at, you know, the major income tax issues, right? And here's a positive for you. 19 states moved in the right direction since 2009 on taxes. Now, some of them only made little baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them took some big jumps. But that's pretty interesting. 19 states, in contrast to what the federal government did, moved in the right direction in terms of reducing
I've just got to make this observation. This is not a political point I'm making here, folks. It's a math point. That was during the same time when 1,000 seats were lost from Democrats to Republicans in that same era. You think there's some connection?
I think there is some connection there, but also
Democrats lost 1,000 seats during the Obama 8 years, folks, across the state, across the country.
But what's interesting is when you look at some of the states, at least, like Vermont and Rhode Island.
And I'm sorry, I don't want anybody to think that I think the Republicans are not the big spending party, because they are too. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I was going to say Vermont, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maryland, you know, there are a whole host of states in this mix, which is, again, I think even more encouraging, Delaware, that tend to be, whatever you want to say, Democrat or blue states. So that's
right.
That's something encouraging. And the other thing I want to say real quick before we
– Yeah, 30 seconds.
Before I let you go on this, very quickly, is that, you know, we look at a few measures. You know, I mentioned in an earlier segment that the economic studies back up our index. We also look at – the top half versus the bottom half in terms of economic growth, population growth and where people are moving. And it's not even close. I mean, mm-hmm. there are a few exceptions up top and below, but overall, what happens is the top 25 states on our index, they grow much faster. They have faster population growth. And guess what? People are moving overall in general from mm-hmm. the states that rank poorly to the states that rank
Have you ever overlaid a happiness index over your index?
I have not.
We need to do that.
Maybe that's something we'll do.
Let's do that sometime. Not like you needed another job, right, Ray? Hey,
thanks, Jim.
Take care of that for me, Ray. Hey, Ray, good job
right,
today.
No problem.
Well, congratulations on a new index. Good job, and come back soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget SBEcouncil.org. You'll thank me later when you go there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.